Welcome back to the Mix Files. This is part two of a Mix Files, which includes Gene, Daddy Rabbit, Jim of Jim's Artificial Earth, and myself, Cooter. And we appreciate you coming back for the second part of this fiasco. I hope that you find it has been worth your while once you finish listening and that you have enjoyed it. The Mix Files has its own page on Mixposure.com. That is Mixposure.com/Mix Files. Very simple thing to get there. Lots of good stuff there, too. All the previously aired Mix Files are there. You can download and or stream them. That is free. And you are certainly welcome to leave a comment or two if you felt moved to do so. The Mix Files airs an interview with a Mixposure.com artist, and this happens periodically. And we try to include the artist of the month in the Mix Files if they are of a mind to be amiable to that kind of thing. It's one of the perks of being Artist of the Month on Mixposure.com. You are listening to this on premiering on Saturday Night Rocks, Mixstream Radio, Mixposure.com. I'm Cooter. I'm your host for the Mix Files and your host for Saturday Night Rocks. We appreciate you dropping in and spending some time with us and hope you enjoy your moments here. Adjust your volume now.
Tell everyone what a cooter is. I mean, I know you've told me you've explained it, what a cooter is.
Yeah, it's first of all, the nickname cooter was originally COOTER. That's cooter. A cooter. It's in the dictionary too. It's in Webster's at least. You can look it up. It's Southern slang for any kind of turtle. And it's not an uncommon nickname in the Southeast. Dukes of Hazzard, you may recall, the mechanic was called Cooter.
And I do remember that.
And there are, it's just a common nickname in the Southeast. I'm not sure how come it got associated, why people started calling me, but, you know, I do talk slow sometime, and there's big spaces sometimes, and so you got to wait for me, and maybe that had something to do with it. I'm not sure. But anyway, that was the real nickname, COOTER. So I went.
You were never late. You were never late for supper, were you?
Never. Nope. And nobody ever called me late for supper.
Ever.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah. And now I went to sign on to America Online when it was. Way back, they were using, they hadn't even had America Online 3.0 yet. It was still, anyway, there was less than a quarter of a million subscribers at the time at America Online.
Holy crap.
And so I thought, well, I'm not putting my real name on this thing, so I'll just use Cooter. So I typed in COOTER, and somebody already had it. So
wow.
I typed in COODER, and somebody already had it. So I typed in K-O-O-T-E-R, and somebody already had it. So I typed in K-O-O-D-E-R, and nobody had it, and it gave it to me, and that's how the spelling got changed. And so the next website I went to, I was going to use Cooter, so I typed in C-O-O-T-E-R, and somebody already had it, so I went straight to K-O-O-D-E-R. Nobody had it, and so I've just started using it. I just kept using it since.
Hi, this is Jim from Jim's Artificial Earth, and welcome to another episode of After Hours with Mixposure and Dr. Jim. As you all know, this is our call-in show, and I'd like to thank everybody in the studio audience for showing up sober, and I'll accept that guy. Can you have him removed, please? Thank you. Okay, we'll be back in just a second. Hey, girls, why don't you go take a break or something? Give each other a home perm, go outside, have a smoke. Okay, thanks. I'm going to get on with the show. Thank you. Can you imagine how good this is going to be when something actually happens in the show? Okay, moving right along. And can you clean that up, please? Our first caller tonight is Brigitte from Schenectady. And she has a very familiar question for all of us here at the studio. Brigitte, it would appear, is experiencing lower back pain, headaches, night terrors, and she is so frustrated because she cannot figure out what Brittany's real hair color is. And there's really only one solution to your problem, Brigitte, and you've called her many, many times, and I hope everything's wonderful at your house and that your husband finally did get parole. Your only solution, and I've told you this before, and I wish to God you would act on it, buy a guitar. Learn to put all this down to music, and you will feel so much better. And the nice thing about this is you can annoy the living hell out of everybody else with your problems, long as you put it to music. And here's how you make it work even better. Take that music, upload it to Mixposure.com. Share that music with other artists. Get their opinions, get their feelings, get their feedback, and you will feel so much better. And here's something else that you might want to look into. I know that a lot of you are afraid of broadcast radio. You're afraid of regular radio, and this is what you do. You get your iPod, you get your media player, whatever it is that plays the music that you love. Download Mixposure radio shows, Mixposure streaming radio. Download it. Take it with you everywhere you go. Leave the cell phone at home. Take the media player. Take it to therapy. Take it to the grocery store. Take it everywhere you go, and you will be much, much happier as a result of that. And I would like to thank all of you for calling in, for all the comments and stuff on the show. And I appreciate everyone who has sent ammunition, and it will come in handy in the future, I can tell you. This is Dr. Jim from Exposure After Hours. Have a good night and be good to each other. Bye-bye.
Where I fell down with Big Pete and Cooter.
Yeah.
We were talking about Big Pete earlier.
Yeah, Big Pete is going to do a mix files. I just got a response from him today about that, and he's going to do a mix files, and I am just tickle pink about that. He's a big burly guy, but he's all heart, you know. He really is. He just Big Pete's just all heart.
He's a sweetheart, man.
He is. And the way that got going was Big Pete came up with this country tune. He was calling it a country tune, and he sent me a copy of it to play. I was doing that recorded Twang is the Thing radio show at the time.
I remember that. Uh-huh. I remember.
And, yep. And he sent me a copy of that to play during a Twang is the Thing. And I heard it, and I thought, man, I thought it would be cool to like call a square dance, except be real silly with it, call a square dance over that music. And so I sent him an email and asked him if he'd mind if I did something like that. And he said, nah, go for it. So I started trying to do something like that and call a square and make an MP3 with the square dance called over it and play that during one of the shows. And the more I got to going with it, I started developing some lyric. But anyway, we got together, and that is all loops too now. That is 100% loops.
Yeah, he doesn't play an instrument.
Yeah, the music to that.
He's a songwriter, but he's more of a producer.
Yeah, and he was able
extremely talented with them, though. I mean, he can really, really whittle his loops down to a millisecond.
Yeah, and he was able to redo the structure of the song so that we could get three verses in there. So what you got is an intro and then a verse and then I don't know if you'd call it a vamp really, and then a verse, and then anyway, it wound up with three verses. The reason that he did the song to begin with, he told me, was because of the acoustic guitar loop that does the solo. That's a 50s, I think he said it was a 50s, a loop of a 50s Martin guitar, and he just loved the sound of it. So he did the whole thing, he did the whole tune just so he could get that 50s Martin loop lead part in a tune somewhere. And then
yeah, I can imagine him doing that.
Yeah. And it's such a cool sound too. It really is. That guitar just sounds beautiful. And so we redid the structure of it, keeping the guitar solo where it was, and stringing out the end of it just a tiny little bit. And anyway, he was able to do all of this stuff. We were talking back and forth. There was some things I asked him for that he just said he didn't want to do, and that's cool. I understand.
Oh yeah.
I'm probably actually it's probably more likable to me the way it turned out than if we had done all the things that I had wanted to do.
Well, he's a very smart producer.
Yes, you know, he is.
And he's got the experience to back it up too.
Yep.
You know, it's what makes him a great person to collaborate with.
Yep. So I was thinking,
we've talked about it before. We just can't see eye to eye, believe it or not.
Yeah. Eye to eye on how? What,
on anything.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
I love the guy though.
It happens, you know?
We just haven't been able to get together on anything. Yeah. You know, I'm sure we'll someday.
Yeah, yeah. So the verses came to be, and I was thinking, at least I was hoping, that, you know, we could find somebody to sing it. And when Big Pete got it, he said, no, man, this is fine. We'll just go with it like that. So that's the first time ever that I did something singing wise that was released for anybody to hear other than me and my wife and very close family. Here we go.
I must have been down to the well one too many times, cause my bucket comes up empty on the line. And if I go without some water from my drinking well, might not be around to tell you where I fell down. When I dig a hole to move my well somewhere else, it seems I get too thirsty to realize my dreams. I would be happy, so happy, just to hear a dinner bell if I am still around to tell you where I fell down. While the leaves fall from my trees in the middle of springtime, I sleep and dream of days of food and wine. If I don't find me somebody to dig me a new well, I won't be around to tell you where I fell down. And that would be sad. Where I fell down.
one more tune in here I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. Because we were talking about collaborations and you were talking about finding somebody to sing.
Yeah.
Big City Cowboy.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was that cool collab.
Big City Cowboy was with Stephen Foster. Stephen Foster. And Stephen and I, when Joyful Wave and Marie put together that first Song for the Kids album, Songs for the Kids,
mm-hmm.
Stephen Foster and I were going to write a tune together for that, but family things happened and I didn't get to do that. And but Stephen and I kept with each other that we're going to somewhere along the line at some point we're going to write a tune together, just because we, you know, he was digging what I was doing, what he was hearing from my page, and I love everything I've heard on his page, and he's just a musician. He is a fine musician. And I had, there were some other things going on in family, and there was another contest going on, and I was thinking, I sure would like to get something, you know. I just like to participate in that stuff. I think a t-shirt was the, I don't remember what it was anyway. But it's just fun to participate. It's just fun to be part of something that is such a cool thing as a bunch of, this is like a bunch of buddies. Every one of these contests with Mixposure is like a bunch of buddies just getting together and all writing tunes and then sharing them with each other. And other people listen to them as well, you know, but all you got to do to be one of the buddies is put a tune in there, and there you are. You're one of the buddies. You know, it's not a click or anything. You just, all you have to do is participate. Nobody else can participate for you. You know, if anybody's thinking about doing this, you're not, you know, you're anybody that wants to participate in the site song dealies are welcome to participate. And it's a good way to meet some people, because other people who are participating will most likely listen to all the tunes that have been offered up into the contest. So back to Big City Cowboy. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I agree with you 100%. Mixposure is a cool place full of very cool and talented people.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still here after all these years.
Yeah. And I had had these lyrics for 27 years. And I had... It had been through a couple of incarnations, neither of which were really, one of them was okay and one of them wasn't so okay, but neither one of them were the song somehow, you know, to me. And so I had heard Steven's stuff, and so I thought, well, let me just send him the lyrics and see if he can come up with, you know, something. And so I sent him the lyrics, and 2 days later, he sent me a rough idea. I had some idea for some harmony, so I sent him an email asking if he mind if I put some harmony parts on there, and he said he didn't mind at all, have at it. And so I'm singing harmony in the verses, and I've never mentioned the harmony in the chorus. I do a little thing in the chorus, but only on the Big City Cowboy part, and only so that there is one different voice in there than anywhere else in the chorus with the harmony, so the Big City Cowboy sounds just the tiniest little bit different. Even if you don't consciously notice it, there's something different about it that makes it stand out with the harmony from the rest of the chorus and from the rest of the tune, actually. So that Big City Cowboy, I mean, you get it four times in every chorus, you know, so it's probably pretty easy to remember the name of the tune. But it's just a little thing I like to do to try to make the name of the tune stand out a little bit differently than anything else in the song.
He's got his feet in the stirrups of 300 horses. Trotting in time to Will and Waylon's voices. Clutching the reins of his leather-wrapped steering wheel. On his way to a mirrors and steel. Big city cowboy likes his jalapenos hot and green. Big city cowboy likes his chili without beans. Big city cowboy fed up with all that salmon fare. Big city cowboy hungry for the old. Pictures of the prairie in wide open spaces, but they're further than Texas from the world he faces. Living in the city, making his daily commutes from his business suits to his snakeskin boots. Big city cowboy likes his jalapenos hot and green. Big city cowboy likes his chili without beans. Big city cowboy fed up with all that San Juan fare. Big city cowboy hungry for the old. High-rise Garden of Eden, but he's chained to the weight of those heavy gold cards. So he settles for a cactus in his concrete backyard. Big city cowboy likes his jalapenos hot and green. Big city cowboy likes his chili without beans. Big city cowboy fed up with all that salmon fare. Big city cowboy hungry for the open air. Big city cowboy likes his jalapenos hot and green. Big city cowboy likes his chili without beans. Big city cowboy fed up with all that salmon fare. Big city cowboy hungry for the open air. Big city cowboy hungry for the open.
Masters all of Anubis Spire stuff too. He's a digital genius.
Yeah,
he does all of my stuff too.
Yeah,
he has the final say on all my stuff because I'm probably tone deaf compared to him. You know, he's that good.
Yeah, well, he knows.
He's a hell of a guy.
It's pretty obvious when you, especially when you have a chance to compare a before and after like that, that he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Yeah,
he's a smart cookie.
Yeah.
And this
cheap too.
This is where I feel like a groupie.
Oh,
I master all my own stuff. What's master mean?
It's that final polish, that indefinable final polish that makes it sound better than it should sound.
Yeah, I think a lot of times my struggle with collabs is I used to do a lot of jams. And when you're in a gym, it's very energetic. Everybody's right there. You're immediately feeding off of each other.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And you know, exposure to me is kind of a cool place because of the collabs. So, and speaking of collabs, I mean, I struggle with them a lot because I don't have a huge repertoire. I quit playing for a very long time.
Uh-huh. I can't.
So I'm just trying to get back to, you know, how do I do chord fingerings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I hear some of these collabs, and I've only done one so far, but I'm definitely going to keep doing them because I love it.
Pain. strong.
Since you're talking about Kieran, you and her and I did a collab. Y'all want to talk about that now?
Yeah, that would be a good one.
That would be Cat's Paw.
And indeed.
Yes, and I love the thing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I love the thing. I love that. She came up with that killer kick drum. That was her, wasn't it, Jim?
Absolutely.
That killer kick drum sound, I believe it was
I got to play mandolin on that.
You acoustic mandolin.
That was my $90 mandolin.
Yeah.
What started the collaboration, though?
I have no idea what started that, Cooter. I can't remember.
I do remember. Jim had asked me to just be an extra set of ears for some stuff he and Kieran were working on, just to send stuff and just run it by me and just comment, you know. On
you
some
still
of
are.
His stuff. And yeah, I still am. And now life is getting back to where I can start doing this kind of thing again. And in a way it bummed me out that I wasn't being able to do some of this, but my other, you know, what I would have had to give up was time with Mom when we knew she was at the end of her life. And I wasn't about to do that.
Yeah. We didn't want to.
Yeah. And you guys were so cool and understanding and all of that about that. It became apparent they sent, this was one of the ones that they sent, was the music to Cat's Paw, and there were no words for it. There were no lyrics or anything. And Jim just had a working title, Cat's Paw, on it. And I just kind of liked the title. So I never changed it. They never said anything about changing it. So it kept the title Cat's Paw, even though there's nothing about Cat's Paw in there anywhere in the lyrics. It's Cat's Paw.
Yeah. Guitar thing there.
Yeah, that spot
with that little weird slide bit.
That's going on. But that's it as far as Cat, you know, Cat. But they just said, you know, it was, I said, you know, there's, I the way I remember it, and I got all the emails still somewhere. I'd have to go back and dig them all up. But the way I remember it was, well, I kind of sent an email saying, guys, I just don't have the time I thought I was going to be having. And Kieran and Jim both said, no big deal. Do what you can when you can. Otherwise, we'll see you when you get back, you know. And then they said, take this one, because I had said a couple of different times that how much I liked this one in particular. I liked everything.
It was kind of, can I have this?
It was.
And we were like, well, sure, you can have it.
Whether it was how it happened that it wound up that you guys gave me a green light to do whatever I wanted to do with it, I sure am glad, because that's what they did. They just said just take that one and do what you want with it.
Yeah, and I'm kind of boiling down about four or five emails into one
yeah,
sentence.
Yeah. That's how it got. That's how it
can
got
I have
uploaded.
It? Yes, you can have it.
Yeah. And we were so that's what I did. So all of the voices are me, and the lyrics, and that was done sort of there's actually a couple of verses to that, and then there's two trippy parts that are just whatever they are.
You got really spacey on that one.
I did.
Loved it.
And I did too, man. And it was I did all those voices and I did the effects and all of that. And I was thinking, you know, I'll send that and then we'll actually do the real thing. We'll get some other voices and we'll do, and I was expecting more people to have participate in the vocal part. But then it went, I guess.
You carried it so well by yourself. You didn't need anybody else on there.
And then it got uploaded because there was a contest going on, and I was trying to do another, and I'm still trying to do. I got a bunch of tunes that I'm trying to do that I want my kids to hear, that, you know, songs that I've been part of writing that my kids have never heard, and I want them to hear them. And I was wanting to do that for that contest that was going on at the time, and then the contest, the time for the end of the contest came up, and I hadn't been able to make that happen, and I was all down in the mouth about it one night, and Jim and Karen were both in the chat room, and I believe the way it finally got uploaded was that Jim and I think Jim mentioned it first, and Karen said, well, sure. I just said I wanted to put something in this contest. I wanted to have a tune ready for a contest. Now, I wasn't talking about Cat's Paw. I was talking about this other tune because I was, you know, I'm thinking that's for Karen and Jim. I was talking about this other tune that I was trying to get done that I didn't make happen. There's two of them that I'm, well, there's three. Well, there's seven or eight of them that I'm trying to do anyway. And Jim said, well, go ahead and put this one up for the contest. And so we talked about it in chat, and Karen was fine with it. So I just wound up, you know, that's how it wound up on my page. It really should be on Karen's page or Jim's page or something, because they were the one that had the tune. And the verses were sort of written, but the trippy parts were just all whatever I felt like doing when I was doing that. So, and I didn't put the lyrics on the page. I usually put the lyrics on the page, but there's two different sets of lyrics going at the same time many times, and sometimes there's four or five different sets of lyrics going at the same time in that thing.
I had a real stream of consciousness thing going on there. I loved it.
Yeah, and it's do you want to go into the premise of it, Jim, or is that better left to the imagination, or what?
I would rather leave it to the imagination.
Okay.
There's several things going on at once. It's an interesting piece. And that's a real tight rock jam, too, that takes off, goes a lot of different places, too.
Yeah.
Karen's drums hold a whole damn thing together.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Those synth effects are hers, too. You know, all I did was just the guitar, the bass, and the mandolin. That's all I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm really, I love the way that thing turned out. I just love how that turned out. And then Jim sent it off and had it mastered by Marion Kempman. Marlon Kempman.
You can call him Marion if you want to. He's Canadian. He doesn't mind.
He's a nice guy, then.
He's a very nice guy.
But I want to Marlon. I don't know where I got. Anyway, Dr. Memory, right?
That's even better.
A.K.A. Dr. Memory. So he kind of, it was, I didn't realize it was still a little bit rough around the edges sonically until he mastered it, and then I listened to what was before and what he had, and it was just, it's a lot easier to listen to my ears. I think so. I sure do.
It's
been nothing but a standing ovation and much appreciation to him.
Look at here now. I ain't supposed to be here.
I ain't supposed to be here.
I'm supposed to be delivered to a different life.
A different life.
I didn't go through some past life catalog and pick this one from some future lives catalog. But this is the one I got.
The one.
This is the one we got.
that even for just a moment. In a world with so many run off and so many problems, she's all at one time that I couldn't even find any of them.
So much joy,
and it happens every day.
Right there, nothing.
Thank you.
it over?
You've really been able to, you've rubbed shoulders with some really important people, and because you're able to turn a phrase that's really brilliant, I mean, just a couple words, like shot down in cold blood, into turn phrases from something like that, that's just smart as hell.
You know, Eddie had the music to Shot Down in Cold Blood, and he wanted to call it Bullet in the Back. And usually, whenever he had a title for something, that's what we wound up, you know, that wound up being the title of the song. Not always other than this, but usually. But he had the title Bullet in the Back, and I was watching, I had gone to see my kids, and I was staying with a buddy of mine in Alabama. He had gone off to do something. It was Monday night, and I was watching Monday Night Football, and Frank Gifford was on there. And quite a few of the lines in Shot Down in Cold Blood, they're not verbatim what Frank Gifford said during the course of the game, but the, somebody got a penalty against him, and the person who had a penalty called on him was waving his hands around in the air and yelling at the officials and all that stuff. And there was a piece of the other guy's uniform somewhere. There was something, I mean, that was, even while the guy was arguing, it was obvious that he had committed the foul. And Frank Gifford said, well, you know, he's standing there trying to make his case that he didn't pull the trigger, and there's the smoking gun right there in his hand. You can see it right there in his hand.
Oh, my God.
And that's where the idea for, you know, the smoking gun part of it came from. In the last verse of Shot Down in Cold Blood, when the smoke clears, that's another thing Frank Gifford was talking about that night on Monday Night Football. And can't run or hide. He didn't do the murder. It wasn't murder. It was suicide thing. But he was talking about you can't run and hide. You know, it was the same breath he was talking about the guy who was holding the smoking gun. And it was just, you know, that's what got it started, because I didn't have anything for it until then. But 80% of it got written that night during the football game. The lyrics, 80% of the lyrics got written during the football game.
That's a beautiful lyric too, man.
Turn around.
of it is people are just so busy. It's so hard to try to get them to understand where you're coming from and get them to plug into your ideas, especially the stuff I do. I mean, you know, a lot of it's so off the wall, you know.
That's what I love about it.
I mean, you know, try to get them to see where you're going, you know.
Yeah.
It's too hard to explain. You know, it's easier for them to just hear the demo. If they get it, fine. If they don't, then, you know, still myself.
Yeah.
Faster than light, huh? So how fast is that? It really doesn't feel like it to me. Are you sure? I don't know. To somebody in your technical department who can explain this to me, because it really doesn't feel like we're going faster than light, okay? Okay, that was pretty weird. I just saw Hitler being born. That was kind of creepy. So it goes back in time. That's really strange.
I'll sign off of this here.
Love you, Jim.
Talk to you
Love
later,
Jim. Love you, too, you bunch of hillbillies. I got to go. I got to talk to my parole officer.
See you later there, buddy.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
I'm going to be the straight man in this one, I can tell already.
Well, just however you want to chop it and paste it and all of that stuff, you just feel free. Go right ahead, man. It's cool.
I don't know, Cooter. I think I bit off more than I can chew. I might see if, I might see if Jim wants to do it. We were talking about, because I get too serious about this crap. You guys have fun. I knew that's why I wanted Jim in on it.
Yeah.
Because you guys just crack me up.
If it ain't fun, I'm telling you, man, that's the point. I'm to that point in my life with almost everything right now. If it ain't fun, what's the point? You have been listening to The Mix Files, and we appreciate that you have. The Mix Files comes to you on Saturday Night Rocks. Well, that's where it premieres. You can get it elsewhere after that on the internet. And it features an interview, or a conversation is a better way to say it, I believe, with a Mixposure.com artist. You must be a member of Mixposure.com to be featured in The Mix Files. And you must have tunes on Mixposure.com. Whether they are downloadable for free or whether there is a fee for that is up to you. That is your call to make, and we respect that. But you must be a member of Mixposure.com to have a Mix Files. And the Mix Files has its own page on Mixposure.com. Of course, that is Mixposure.com/Mix Files. One word, no spaces, no underlines, no anything else. That will take you directly to the Mix Files page, where you can download or stream your choice, or both, any of the Mix Files which have aired so far. And you could also leave a comment or two if you were of a mind to do so, and that would certainly be appreciated if you feel that way. The Mix Files airs, of course, premieres during the Saturday Night Rocks broadcast, which airs each Saturday night on Mixstream Radio at Mixposure.com. And the time frame for it currently is somewhere around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll show up. And we'll have us a good time, big time radio show with featuring the Mix Files and Blues at 11 and the new song of the week on Mixposure and a lot of other things too. Chat Pack, some fun things going on. Check that out if you have an opportunity. You could join us in chat by coming to Mixposure.com. You'll see the menu directly below the logo. Follow it all the way to the right. You will see chat. Click on that. It'll bring you to chat. Put a username in there. You'll have a radio. And come on in. You don't need a password, even though it asks for one, and you would be welcome there. This has been The Mix Files, number 29.